You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Rachel Spears. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Monday, February 10th, 2025. Here are the headlines to start your day. Last night, New Orleans played host to Super Bowl 59. The Eagles won, beating the Chiefs 40-22. This is the Eagles' second Super Bowl win in franchise history. The first was in 2018 when they beat the Patriots. The Chiefs were hoping to win their third straight Super Bowl in a row, but fell short. Today is National Football Hangover Day, so if you celebrated a little too hard last night, you have the perfect excuse. Back in Evanston, yesterday was also a sports-packed day for the Cats. The NU women's basketball team took on Penn State at home. They won 69-63. The men's basketball team is on an away trip to the Pacific Northwest to play Washington, who they lost to on Saturday afternoon after Coach Chris Collins was ejected from the game in the first half. They will play Oregon on Tuesday night. Also, the lacrosse team beat Canisius in Ryan Fieldhouse 23-3. The softball team got their season started in Florida on Friday and are 3-2 overall, with the season still very young. On campus, James Lafayette and Jamal Amani won the ASG, Associated Student Government presidential election. They will serve as presidents during the 2025-2026 school year. The Evanston City Council will meet tonight at the Morton Civic Center. They are expected to discuss the progress on the Civic Center relocation. At the game last night, Chicago Bears matriarch Virginia McCaskey, who passed away on Thursday, was honored for her dignity, class, and legacy of humanity. Even though the chance of precipitation is low today, it is National Umbrella Day. And because this February 10th falls on the second Monday of the month this year, it is also National Clean Out Your Computer Day and National Home Warranty Day. Finally, it is National Cream Cheese Brownie Day, so grab yourself a special treat and have a good rest of your week. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Rachel Spears. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM. Or at wnur.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cat.